This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, September 6th. Well, overnight tweets boost corn market volatility in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
I guess we've stopped going down as of the time being. You know, we've seen the market a tad better because of the overnight news with China, but it's still nowhere near what we need to be to kind of get people back to being close to whole again. So keep that in mind. That's something that's been kind of a black cloud. We've got this deal delirium that we're suffering from. We keep having these binary events, up, down, up, down. There's no real good trend that's hard to get involved with because of what might be tweeted out or what you might hear from the Chinese government. And that's very difficult for anybody. It's difficult for us. It's difficult for the young traders, the beginners out there. It's something you have to know that you have to be disciplined and take a much bigger view of things and stay with your stops and stay with your levels, because if you want to get caught up in the day-to-day minutia, a lot of times that's just a tax you don't have to pay.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 7 3/4 at 463 3/4. September corn was up a half point at 346 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 575. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 9.25, ranging from 513 3/4 to 533 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 8, ranging from 572 to 582. Live cattle for October was down $1.15 at 97.67.5. September feeder cattle were down $1.15 as well at 133.97.5. And September class 3 milk was up 11 cents at 17.90.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.